episode number 137, thoughts on the Camaro Big 3 interview.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we got a jam-packed show this week.
Yeah, this one may run just a little long, so, you know.
Longer than normal,
If you're listening on the way into work this morning, circle around the block a few times if you have to. Or
yeah.
Or whatever. But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
We're not going to talk about gas prices.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
Next.
It's over. Hey, Chris, what's today's date?
I believe today is April 20th.
If you were going to write that down in numbers, what would it be?
420.
All right.
I know a few people out there are going to be celebrating the day.
We're so high right now.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah. So here we are at episode number 137.
137, jeez.
Yeah, we're dumb. hey, this is fun, man. I'm glad we did this. I'll always say that. Here's a quick rundown, ladies and gentlemen, of what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to do something we haven't done in a while. We're going to give a little bit of background on us for any new listeners we have out there.
And there are some.
Yep, there's some. There's quite a few, actually, I think. We're going to talk a little bit about the kick-ass video of the Nürburgring, the ring that the Camaro's been tested on. We're going to give our thoughts and allow you to give your thoughts on the 20 questions with the Camaro Big 3 interview. And if you haven't seen that, well, we're going to talk about that, too. You got an email, right?
Got an email.
A couple of voicemails.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming contest next month. We're going to maybe drop some hints and give a shout out to the sponsor of the week.
Okay.
So that's the rundown. Let's go back to...
Let's kick it off.
The new listener info and just like a recap.
Yeah, because, you know, we have a lot of new listeners. Mm-hmm. We seem to be featured in iTunes under the automotive section each week. You know, we're right there on the front page, and that is generating more new listeners to the show. So, you know, if you're new, hello and welcome
to the show and the website. Yeah.
And if you don't know who we are, I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we've been around for quite a while.
We've been running CamaroZ28.com together
since 1996.
Yep. So we're going on 12 years of service. We started out we're just average car enthusiasts that kind of knew how to build a website. Well,
yeah,
sort of. We had to learn along the way. Uh-huh. That was when there were very few Camaro websites out there.
That's true.
And we're still the same way. We're just average car guys. You know, we got day jobs and all that. Everybody knows how to get a hold of us, and that's the perks of running a site for so long, as we get to meet a lot of people, and a lot of people get to know us very well.
And we have a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's what it's... Well, that's why we did it. I mean,
yeah.
If it wasn't fun, what's the sense in doing it anymore?
Exactly. But, and a lot of sites have spawned off of us. Do you realize that?
Yeah,
a
lot of good friends, too. A lot of good friends that started other sites, and it was always an honor for them to say, hey, I'm the guy that runs this site, and I started out on your site. I've always liked it. And that's cool. That's cool by us.
Yeah.
We usually form hand-in-hand relationships with them. So that's kind of the nutshell. As far as our site goes, we've been building it and working on it ever since then, trying to add to it.
Yeah, we've evolved through the years from a basic HTML page to implementing the first automotive threaded message board on the internet to today's podcasting.
Yeah. And then, well, we got a lot of plans for this year as the new Camaro comes up. We got a couple of things in the works that we've been promising for a long time, and it's going to be a little bit longer, but it's definitely coming, and it's definitely going to be great.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a community that we're building? We haven't even gotten started. This is going to be killer.
Yes.
So we're always available at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Chris, do you still have a homepage these days?
Yeah, ChrisFrezza.com.
Yeah, anything there? Anything updated?
Yeah, I have links to my Flickr page and my little personal blog that I write that's basically mostly about Vito stuff.
You know? Your kid, yeah. My website's out of date, but it's at phantomss.com. It still has pictures of my previous Camaro. But, you know, we also have our F-Quick pages and cool things like that.
Oh, yeah.
But we always love people to get in touch with us, either regarding the podcast or regarding the website, and we'll tell you how to do
that. Or any other wacky questions you want us to answer.
Yeah, here or there, the other ways. That's what we're all about, man. We're the site got big. And it's been big for a long time. It's going to get bigger, but we're still car guys just like anybody else. Make no mistake.
Right.
True enthusiast.
Absolutely.
Owners and enthusiasts.
Through and through.
That's right. Pat each other on the back. But anyway, how about the goods? The goods? Ring video.
Ooh. Man, that wasn't that cool to see the Camaro screaming around that track?
I don't even think they were pushing it that hard, but yes, it was very cool.
Oh, man. I am so looking forward to that car.
It looks good in motion.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good in motion. And the fact that they're testing it on there instead of just, some little track or anything. That's a serious track. That's where all the big guys go to play.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's going to be cool. If you haven't seen it yet, because a lot of people are having a hard time watching it on the Edmunds Inside Line website, I believe it was.
That's right.
It was also placed in our video section, which is a little bit more reliable.
A lot more reliable.
Videos.CamaroZ28.com. Or it's also linked in the thread in the 5th Gen General News section.
Yep.
Check it out. And on to the 20 questions.
Yeah. We composed a list of 20 questions, a few months ago, something like that, for the Camaro Big Three, which is Scott Settlemyer, Cheryl Pilcher, and John Fitzpatrick. And we shipped them off the questions and waited for the response, and we got them back, and we compiled them all together, and they're all done now. We released them in three separate installments. This week we'll include Cheryl Pilcher's answers to the 20 questions. And it's a giant article now.
Yep. It started out with Scott's, and then week two I added John's, and then now Cheryl, so it's all there. It
gives an interesting perspective.
We tried to pick the best, the top 20 questions that might be on everybody's mind that aren't the old, worn-out questions, can be answered, first of all.
Right.
Other than those far-out questions.
We did throw in a couple trick questions there.
I thought we almost got them, too.
What color will yours be?
They like that, by the way.
They said.
Definitely check the article out. It's linked right there on the main page of the website. But if you're listening to this, weeks from now, just go to, at the time being anyway, CamaroZ28.com/articles/Big3Interview.
Is that what it is?
Isn't that what it is? I wrote it. I should know these things. I'll look it up while you talk.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's right. It won't be hard to find it, just... There's a search box right at the top of the page, too. You can just search Big Three.
Big Three Interview. Come on, man. It's the weekend.
Yeah.
Scott Settlemyer, a.k.a. the F-Bot Father, John Fitzpatrick, who is the current Camaro marketing manager, and Cheryl Pilcher, who is the current Camaro product manager. Interestingly enough, Cheryl was the development engineer on the 3rd and 4th Gen Camaro and C5 and C6 product manager. So anybody who says, I don't know, it's not Scott Settlemyer... If there was anybody else who's going to fill his shoes, it's her. She's awesome.
She is.
Fitzpatrick has got his hands full, too, with marketing. He said that in the interview. Check it out. You should have by now. If not, you're not a true enthusiast. All right. You want to move on to email?
Yeah.
Do it.
We got one email this week.
Cool.
Let me go ahead and read this here. This comes from Amber Deal.
Oh.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I've been listening to the webcasts during my downtime at work. And OMG, you guys are doing great. Keep up the good work.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Amber.
Thanks, Amber.
Amber and Dave Deal, we go back many years with them.
Yes.
Great, great friends. So thanks for that email.
Yeah.
We also accept voicemails, and we'll tell you how to get to that right here.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we got three voicemails this week.
Three?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, we got three voicemails this
week.
Sweet. Yeah.
Well, in the interest of time... I'll shut up. You can kick him off.
Okay.
Hey, you guys are welcome. 12:01 a.m. Yo, I love the podcast. It's awesome. Keep up the good work, guys. Dackmore out.
Dackmore, thank you very much for calling in. And yes, we were referring to you last week when we were talking about the 12:01 a.m. podcast release. So.
Chris, you release it when you want to.
That's right. When I wake up in the morning.
That's right. Or when you want to. Nobody pushes you around. That's right.
Yeah.
Nobody comes into our house and tells us when to release our podcast. Drackmore. All right. Next.
Hi, this is WS6 Trans Am. Dan Burke calling about the about your diecast car, and I guessed this for the Gen 2 and got it wrong, but I'm going to guess it for the Gen 3 because I think it's just a cool idea, and that was, and someone else in mind have mentioned this too, and in a message on the forum, but I think the Sunoco 69 Camaro knockoff or a modern rendition of that particular car with Donahue's Trans Am series car of 1969, I think would probably be an excellent choice, and that's going to be my guess for the for your Gen 3 of your diecast series. So take it for what it's worth. We'll see if it comes up. Take care. Bye now.
Good to hear from you, Dan. Jason, what do you think?
Well, he's right. That's a pretty darn good idea. What he's referring to is that I'm working on CamaroZ20.com diecast series number 3, and I threw a little contest out there to whoever could call in and guess exactly right what it's going to be, because a lot of people are speculating and wondering. I'd give him a free one. Mm-hmm. And the interesting part about that suggestion is I am not licensed to use the Sunoco name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
But an excellent, excellent suggestion.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next our final voicemail from our good friend.
Uh-oh.
Bearz28.
Oh boy.
Hey, this is Bearz28 with my special edition monotone voicemail.
Let's go while we're young.
I tell you what, if this Camaro gets any more badder ass or the FBI will never allow it to be released because the necessary 1.21 gigawatts of electricity needed to power the car's soul will not.
Boring.
Yeah, the FBI just won't let that happen. It runs on plutonium. Anyway, you don't think I'm going to talk like that the whole day in voicemail, do you? You guys would hang up on me. Yeah, anyway, the ladies can handle this. Yeah, I'm still around, guys. It's just been kind of busy, a late listener this week, so I got a lot of parts coming in, doing a head and cam on the Camaro, time and chain and all that good stuff, and modding the four-wheeler and all that, and I finally got a big TV, so I've been setting everything up. So I'm just on my way to work now. I figured I'd give you guys a ring. Later, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Well, it was good to hear from you, Bear.
Sort of. That was fun. That was fun. Yeah, we would have hung up on you in a minute. Glad to hear from you, as always.
Absolutely.
Very cool. I don't know what else to say to that. I kind of, you know, I said...
Everybody's got stuff going on now. I mean, we're coming up on, you know, we're in the spring, you know. Summer's only like, month and a half away now. I'm sure people are getting their projects geared up for the summertime too.
Thank God the winter's over.
Thank goodness.
Speaking of summer,
yeah,
we got our summer contest coming up that we've talked about in the previous.
Can't wait for this one.
Yeah, this ought to be good. Here's some hints that we've dropped before.
Wiki.
Yeah, learn how to use the wiki, CamaroWiki.com. That's all we dropped so far, isn't it?
Yeah, we mentioned there's going to be some great prizes.
Some that are confirmed, that are easy to confirm. We've got a 1/6 scale Camaro Concept remote control car. The thing is...
1/6 scale.
Friggin' huge.
Yeah, that thing is huge.
Yeah. That's
That's the red one.
The wed one. And we're going to definitely give that away. Some CamaroZ28.com diecast cars, including a green machine.
Ooh, yeah, green machine?
That's right. Wow. We've got some new products from various companies that we're soliciting to throw into the area there to give away. So the premise is this, is that we're going to involve you, our listeners, and our community members in a little activity that revolves around the Camaro Wiki.
Right.
And... the more you contribute, the better your odds.
No kidding.
Of winning maybe even something like, I don't know, we're talking to Nitto right now about maybe getting a set of tires.
Right.
Nitto makes some phenomenal tires, and we like those dudes. and a whole smattering of other things I'm sure we can find.
Smattering.
I'm even going to donate one of my prized possessions.
What's that?
The night before the Silver Camaro concept was revealed, Chris, you and I were at a very private party at the GM Heritage Center with, well, geez, Bob Lutz was there, you know, I mean, pretty much everybody.
I think I know what you were
and
here.
They gave out some very special, like, insulated coffee mugs that was imprinted
With the date,
January 9th, 2006, yeah. Wasn't it? Was it 9th?
I believe so.
With the Camaro logo on it. And they were only available to those people who were there that night. You will probably never find one on eBay unless you're the one that wins it and sticks it there, you dumb fool. But I want to donate that to this contest because this is going to be a fun one. This is going to really be awesome. And that's one hell of an item to have in any Camaro collection. You know, the Camaro Z28 die-cast cars are cool, you know, but you know, there's a lot of those out there. There's only a handful of these coffee mugs.
Is it the one you got signed?
No. I didn't get any signed.
Yeah, I thought you got signed by the, what was that guy who was there who was signing stuff? Was he Chevrolet? Had a Chevrolet years ago? Remember he was there and he gave a little speech?
Oh, you're talking about Noonie New. Oh, shit. I can't remember his name. But I got his picture in a poster that I have hanging on my basement wall, though.
Oh, okay.
God, I can't think of his name. It's right on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, maybe I got some older Camaro posters to give away, too. I think I might have some from the New York Auto Show. But we're gonna have a huge list of prizes. So, like I said, if you don't know how to use a wiki, which you should anyway, now is the time to learn.
Yes. CamaroWiki.com. Mm-hmm. Go check it out.
Yep.
Learn how to navigate it. Learn how to contribute.
Yes. This is going to get good.
Can't stress that enough.
Yep. So, and one prize is said to be donated by our new sponsor that we just got on the community, Autotricks.net.
Oh.
And I was checking their site out. They got a couple interesting products.
What's that?
It's, for example, some of the things that a lot of people want to do, but they don't have the knowledge to wire it. For example, you know, simple things, but cool things, like a passenger side express down window kit.
Oh, and okay.
From what we could tell, the guy that runs it, his name is Clint. He seems like a really awesome guy, pretty genuine. And it looks like a quality product. And it saves you the time and the hassle of pulling your, you know, everything apart and trying to figure out which wires go to where. It's just one of those cool things. When I had my 2002 Camaro, I wanted to have a passenger side express down, just like the driver's side. Mm. I had no idea how to wire it.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't have that knowledge. He makes it easy. They got a couple other things, too. Definitely check it out, autotricks.net.
Very good.
And... wow, we did all right.
Yeah.
We did all right.
Yeah, we got under the 20-minute mark.
I'm tired, man. I need a Gatorade or a Red Bull or something like that. So, anything else?
I think we covered everything.
Wow, we did pretty good this time. Usually we run way over, especially when we have one that's jam-packed.
Yeah.
So, I guess, like I said in a podcast or two ago, everybody go out and have some fun. Screw the gas prices. It's going to be what it's going to be no matter how much you complain about
it. Exactly.
So, you know, enjoy your freedom. Go out, put the top down, put the windows down, cruise around at least a little bit, and have some fun. Enjoy your car and enjoy your life.
We'll see you next week then.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Let's go while we're young.